hope I'm going to be able to try to find it.
For the record, we're recording. Who's speaking?
It's the Rav David Chaim Stern from Bnei Brak.
Rav Chaim Stern.
Asking permission from the chief rabbi. Rabbi Shalom. Holy I got the permission to talk about things that happening today in those days. We should ask ourselves we see here things happen not like usual. Things that we can see the hand of Hashem in huge power that we cannot argue with that. There is Borolam is suing and he's signing to us. And we should understand what is the point that Borolam is claiming us to put our thoughts to observe, to see, to understand the will of the Creator and to do actions to change the situation that we're in now. From the day that Am Israel become to be a nation, it never happened what that's happening today. To give the details, you don't need to. Everyone knows what's going on in the present, what's going on. And we should try to understand what the Creator wants from us, that we're going to have the merit to change the situation, to come to the end of the fourth exile. Because actually, four exiles HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought on Am Yisrael, like that it says, and after that the fourth one going to end, the peace is going to be here for eternity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to rebuild the house that's been chosen and the work of the Kohanim. Everyone going to stay under his vine and fig tree to come to the perfection of Am Yisrael. And it's known that it's going to be in the 200 years remaining. There is nothing that is not hidden and written in our Holy Torah. They asked the Gaon from Vilna where it's been hinted, where it's written on Harambam in the Torah. Where it's written that Harambam is written in the Torah. So he said, it's written, a lot of miracles I made in Egypt. It's the first letters, Rabot Moftai Be'eretz Mitzrayim, of Rambam. First letters of the word Rambam. And it's known that the Gemara is telling us that Rabbi Meir and another two Tanaim They went on the way. It was the evening before of Shabbos Kodesh. It was late. And they entered to a certain hotel, Jews, to keep Shabbos over there. Every one of those three Tanaim, he had money to deposit in before of Shabbos. When Rabbi Meir came to deposit the money to the Balabai, to the owner of that hotel, so Rabbi Meir asked, "What's your name?"
So
he told him, "Kitor, Kidor." So he told him, "I'm not deposit." And he didn't deposit. He went outside and found a place, and he hid it in a different place. In Motzei Shabbat, they came, the two other friends came to take the money that they deposit. So he told them, he was saying that they never deposit money. And they didn't have no proof to take the money back. They lost the money. But Rabbi Meir was smiling. They asked him, his friends asked him, why you were not depositing the money? So he said, everything is written in our holy Torah. Also, every name of every person is written in the Torah. His name was Kidor. It's written Kidor Ta'apuchot Hema, a generation that changed his mind. They're flipping, they're up and down they have. So he said, I knew that he's going to steal the money, that he's going to regret. It was written in the Torah. Except of that, the second thing we need to know, that what the Torah is writing, all, every verse, every subject, every situation that happened, the Torah wrote it. It's not that it passed, it's history. Everything that the Torah wrote, it's going to be in the present and in the future. So because that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He is the one that wrote the Torah. So we should understand the meaning of what it's written. If we're going to understand, we're going to find what it really we should do. And what's that going to be. And also if we're starting to think, so we can find a path, a way of how to understand everything that goes on and what that's going to be and what's the will of Hashem, and this is our holy Torah, and this is why we are like that it's written. When Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah from Sinai, hatred came down to the world on the nations to hate Am Yisrael. Because Am Yisrael got such an amazing gift that all of the world are envious. Why they got it? They're jealous. Why they got it? All of the nations on Am Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, go down because your nation sin, ruin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming with a horrible complaint, hard complaint on Moshe Rabbeinu, on the fact that he converted the Erev Rav, the Erev Rav that went up with them from Egypt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want that, and now it came the moment of truth. Go down because your nation are sinning. Holy Rashi is saying on that, go down from your greatness. When you're climbing to Eretz Israel, it's called climbing. When you go down from Eretz Israel, it's called going down. Go down means you're not going to go into Eretz Israel. Because of that, you go down, because of that, you went down from your greatness to go into Eretz Israel. Like the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Yaakov Avinu, don't go down to Egypt. Go down to Egypt. He had a reason why Yaakov Avinu will not going to stay in Eretz Israel. We're not trying to understand why, but we're just trying to compare to understand that to go down means from Eretz Israel, to go up it's to into Eretz Israel. So actually, what was the thoughts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Erev Rav and Lehavdil on Moshe Rabbeinu? We know that every publicity, everything that people are seeing, the devil, he's got the power to say bad things on that. Because that the Torah been revealed, that all of the nations saw it, it's been public to everyone. So the devil got the ability to say bad things on that. But if there are things that are hidden, the devil don't have the power to change and to disturb. But something that was so out loud, been published so much, the Yetzirah had a lot of power to say bad things. This is what the Chazal are saying. I'm just bringing words of Chazal that no one's argue on those. When Am Israel saw it, Am Israel, that they were the real Am Israel, that they came from Avraham Avinu, so they didn't have no question, how can it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to Moshe Rabbeinu? On the Kadosh Baruch Hu, they didn't have no kushiyah, no question. Because Am Israel were not excited by that. They saw it and they realized it, and it was their nature to hear a Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks to the fathers or to the leaders. But the nations, the Erev Rav that came with them, and they decided that they need to worship idols, because this is the way of all nations. So they took Micha, Chur, he was one of the biggest leaders of Am Israel. It was Moshe, Aaron, and Chur. It's written in the Torah over there that in the war of Amalek, that Chur and Aaron was holding the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was from the greatest leaders of Am Israel. So came the Erev Rav and killed him. They killed Chur. They came to Aaron and they were claiming, demanding to create a golden calf. In that creation, already Am Israel were taking apart. They brought all of their golden
earrings.
The husbands went to take from the wives, and the wives, it's written on them that the women of Abraham, Yitzchak, the daughters of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they were holding a cane, a stick, everyone, and they wouldn't give the golden earrings to the husband. But Bnei Israel, the men that they were part of that, they gave their rings that Aaron gonna make the golden calf. It's called the golden calf.
Hmm.
because that the women were not taking a part of that creation of the golden calf, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a lot of people died in the desert. We can say millions of people, 600,000 from between 20 till 60. And in the plague that was in the situation of Zimri ben Salu, and more wars that were from the women of Bnot Am Yisrael, no one died except of Miriam. That it's written on her exactly the reason. So the success, the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to the women that wasn't taken part by creating the golden calf, none of them gave her earrings. By that they entered to Eretz Yisrael. All of the women, included Yocheved, the mother of Moshe, and Tzipora, the wife of Moshe. I was twice on their grave in Tveria. It's a place for salvation. They're all in one tent, in one place, and it's a place for salvation. So the women, they had, it's written on them, that the holy mothers, they were bigger in their prophecy than the fathers. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's written, go tell Bet Yaakov, it's the women. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them promises that Moshe Rabbeinu, he's sending, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell to the women, to give them the honor. They were fighting with honor, with power. They weren't taking a part in that creation of the golden calf. After that, by that been they finished creating the golden calf by contaminated names, they came to play. Letzachek, to laugh. Rashi is explaining what it means Vayakumu letzachek, to play, to laugh. Rashi is saying to kill, they killed Chur. In the Goyim parties, we see that. In Achashverosh, it's written in the 180 days what they were doing. Gilui Arayot. When Goyim are gathering, so they're killing and doing things that are not modest. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he couldn't stand that, and he wanted to kill them. But Moshe Rabbeinu was begging and praying. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah is saying like that. And it's written in a very clear way, in the that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying Beyom Pokdi, in the day that I'm gonna come back, I'm gonna come back to you. In that day that I'm gonna want to finish that I'm gonna decide to finish the fourth exile that is getting longer and longer, and it doesn't have a set time. On the first exile, it was a set time, 400 years, that it started from the birth of Yitzchak. The second, Paras of Madai exile, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took all of the merits of Rachel Imenu. He said there is a reward to your actions. It was 70 years. Also, the 70, they didn't know when it starts. But there was a time to the exile. But the fourth Galut, there is no time limit. Why? I'm not getting into this. I came to explain something else here. Just, it depends in us. And the Torah is revealing that to us in the day that I'm going to save you, in the time that I'm going to want to bring the salvation. So I have something open with you. I'm going to bring their sin back to the sin of the golden calf that the Erev Rav made, that they made Am Yisrael, they brought Am Yisrael into that sin to create it, the golden calf. When I'm going to finish, going to bring the day of finishing the exile of the fourth Galut, that you don't have a time, but the Torah is revealing that we will gonna know it. We still have anyway a way to see a sign, a hint of when it's gonna happen, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying in the day when I'm gonna want to bring the punishment on the Erev Rav. The biggest sign is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm going to bring that punishment that already happened. It's the golden calf. And now, the Holy Zohar is saying that to understand the Zohar, today we can understand it. The Holy Zohar is saying, because of that, Kadosh Baruch Hu, He brought us before of the salvations. The salvation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing all of the souls from the desert, and they were attached to the sin of golden calf. All of the women that were there in that generation, all of the women that were taken apart in the golden calf, it was, they were all Erev Rav. No woman from Am Yisrael took participate in the golden calf creation. So the women that we have today, they are not women from the generation of Egypt. But the Bnei Israel that were participating in that party, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took all of those souls before the end of the exile and is bringing them here to Eretz Israel. Now it's clear to us how it's happened that before 80 years ago, 100 years ago, everyone decided, in one day, in a certain short time, to go away from Judaism, to break the rules of the Holy Torah. But by that explanation, we can understand what the Zohar HaKadosh said. That in the end of the exile, I'm going to bring that sin again. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing that situation, that condition. And now that it came, that a weird situation, it's not weird, a person is not hurting his finger from here if not been declared in heaven. No one is doing, not that person is doing, and not that person, just only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he done that. It's a hint. The time came that you're going to come back in tshuva shlema, in a complete tshuva. And what's the tshuva? To stand up to play to that game, to laugh. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the souls of Erev Rav with the souls of Bnei Israel, and that we need to fix. So now you're going to ask me, I'm going to state things, and people are going to say, how we can know who is belong to Erev Rav and who belong to Bnei Israel. Come, I'm going to tell you two stories that were happening with me. And from here, you're going to be able to understand and to feel. Came to me a lawyer, a religious, honorable Jew, brought with him a client that the courthouse, he brought all of his arguments. I saw it from heaven, they wanted it. He sued $1 million, and the straight, simple mind, he was right in his claims, and the judge rejected the judges. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought that negative thought against that person that he's going to lose a lot of money. The calculations of heaven, I don't know. But they brought him that I'm going to bless him. To bless, it's not so simple. A man that needs to bless, and the one that needs to receive the blessing, he's not worthy to be blessed. And you're blessing him anyway. So you have a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why you done that? How you done that? It's not that simple. They're removing a lot of spirituality from that person that said the bracha. Judgments of heaven, to fulfill your obligation in front of heaven, it's horrible. It's very hard. So I said to that Jew, listen, there is one person that is sinning and he needs salvation. But he came from a woman that she is kosher. Moshe Rabbeinu convert them. It's not that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't converted. He was. So what that person needs to do? He needs to give. Needs to do Kiddush Shem Shamayim. When he is doing something important, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping him. They ask the Divrei Chaim, why when Hasidim are coming to you and they're asking for salvation, it goes so hard, but when people that are far from Judaism coming, always they have salvation immediately. So what he answered, he said, a far person that he is ready to accept on himself tshuva and to fix sin, it's such a kiddush shem shamayim, it's so important. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so happy with it. So you can make salvation to people. But when Jews from us are coming, it's not that simple. There is complaint on Jews from us. I have a complaint on you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. You're still not in that level of salvation. There is complaint. So this is why I can create salvation only for a person that is far from Kedusha. Huge salvation. So this is a Chidush. The level, the greatness of Avraham Avinu was huge. He was looking for how to make Kiddush Shem Shamayim. He didn't care about nothing else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to him a son. After 25 years it's happening. Came to him the king of Sodom, give me the souls and take the money. Avraham Avinu is saying, don't take, give me nothing. He made Kiddush Hashem like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, your reward is going to be huge. The reward is going on the fact that he said, don't say you gave the money to Avraham. I said it in the last shiur that I gave, the Kiddush Hashem that Yaakov Avinu made, the time is short, but they were always looking for that point, how to make Kiddush Shem Shamayim, and then there is salvation, promises. All of that subject of Akedat Yitzchak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to check how much Avraham Avinu going to do that Kiddush Shem Shamayim on himself, go take Yitzchak. And they received a lot of promises. HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to be with us. So what that Jew do tshuva, Arav told him. There is four things that you should do. You're going to do Kiddush Shem Shamayim by doing tshuva. Hashem going to help you. What he answered to me, even if I'm going to lose all of my millions, I'm not going to do tshuva. This is a sign, you hear, that that person is Erev Rav. If so, I told him, go for peace, we cannot be together. 1 week after, they gave it to the court, to the higher baby, to a higher bagat. 2 days after, they got an answer, he lost it all. He lost $1 million, just because he didn't want to keep mitzvot. This is one story. This is what had happened with me. I'm not lying. I'm saying the truth and all of the truth. This is one of the signs that's very clear. A Baal Tshuva that divorced his wife. They had 2 daughters. She was a real righteous woman. I cannot talk a lot, but she was a very important family in the Haredi and Jewish communities. She brought to the world 2 daughters, and after a while she went down from the way, and one of the daughters become to be sick in a horrible sickness. The doctors didn't know what to do. They couldn't find the source. It wasn't cancer. They made a lot of tests and they didn't know what's the sickness. 2 kidneys were, and were failing, and they had a lot of troubles. And horrible life like those, we don't want no one to have. I said to that Jew, if you want salvation, to heal the daughter, you need to bring the mother. And we're going to see. They set a day and he came, and with my luck, my wife, the Rebbetzin, she locked the door and she had to dress the mother of that girl with long clothing that she's going to be able to enter. When she went in, I told her, I'm going to tell you a story. And you're going to see what a mother in Israel needs to do to save her son. I told her, a few years ago came to me a divorced woman from Nahariya, that over there our Rabbi David Abu Chatzera, he's a huge rabbi and admor, and she came with her daughter. The daughter, she was modest in a wonderful way, a wife of an avrech, and the mother wasn't. I'm usually very patient, and I'm looking how to help a lot of souls to the Creator. One of my obligations that Rav Leibovich, the Holy Rabbi, obligated me is to bring people to do tshuva. The head, the chief rabbi here, Rav Shalom, he knew him, Rav Leibovich. So it was, she was chilonit. And they made an accident. She and her son, they made an accident. So I told to that woman, you're a mother, and I'm going to give you three things. If you're going to keep those three things, you're going to make Kiddush Hashem. Only Kiddush Hashem you should do. If there is Kiddush Hashem, no problems. No problems to create salvation. So first thing, he's talking, change all of your clothes. And send all of that, those clothing, to Rab Shimon Bar Yochai, to Lag Baomer. He's going to be very happy to light it in the camp or in the fire. And the third, and the second thing is to keep Shabbos. And the third thing, daughter, girl of Am Yisrael, she have to be modest and protected. And that you're going to have the real Zivug by the blessing of Hashem, then you're going to build your house. And until then, not allowed to be in touch with no man. She heard that, and all of that I'm telling to the mother of that sick daughter. She dressed herself and she went and bought clothes. Before of that, I told her, when your son gonna wake up, you're gonna tell him that it was the Triat HaMitim, revive of the dead, and this is why he needs to do tshuva. If he gonna do tshuva, he gonna build a family, and he gonna gonna achieve a lot of gifts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I'm telling you, if he will not do tshuva and gonna continue to stay as he is, makes horrible things, there is a lot of ways to the place, to Hashem, to take him out from the world. This is the important thing that you should say to your son. Few years went after that. I haven't heard nothing about it. This is what that I'm telling to that woman. Two and a half years ago, I was in a gathering in a certain house. I gave a drasha over there. There is Balei Batim and Avrechim. It was an important evening that created a lot of waking up. And over there I told that story, what that the mother was able to do, that she changed all of their clothes. And when she came to the room of her son, they let her know that the son been woke up. He woke up, he been revived. There was Avrech that asked for me permission to speak, and he said, the things that you said until here, it's true, and I'm going to continue. He is the cousin of that person. And after that he woke up and he heard the miracles that happened, he decided that he's going to do complete tshuva. I told that woman, this is the condition, this is the reality. A mother in Israel, she needs to accept it on herself. If you understand, you need to do tshuva, and I'm claiming from you, demanding you, the same things that I demanded from her. If you're going to do it, you're going to have a miracle with your daughter, and your daughter is going to be healed. She told me, the request on Shabbos, I'm ready to accept, to think about it, but the third thing that you said from that woman not to be with another man except of her next husband, no way that I'm going to accept it on myself. As much as the husband tried to convince the divorce and to sin, it was more important than to heal the daughter. This is a sign of Erev Rav. There is signs, revealed signs, very revealed and shown and clear. And this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, go back to do Tshuva Shlema. What we should do? There is two things there is a lot of ways to the place. There is that thing of learning Mishnayot in your thoughts and to create an order. The Rav Chaim Kanievsky said that a person is learning Mishnayot by in his thoughts. It's fixing something in the Midah of the Yesod, in the foundation, in the Kedusha. Like that it's written that the salvation is coming from the heaven, from the sky. The Rav is explaining that there is it's important to do that in the evening, Erev Shishi, in the evening before of Shabbat. So how you're going to do that Lel Shishi, later I'm going to explain. But I want now here, Holy Group, to explain you, to tell you a story. A shocking story. I'm saying the truth. I'm never adding no words. Because the person that is a liar, that is lying, he doesn't have a share to the world to come. And he doesn't have a connection to the Creator. And I want to be connected to the Creator. So now you're going to hear a story that is shaking. And you're going to see the huge power, enormous power of the evening of Shishi, of Friday. You're going to hear a story that you never heard before. There was a Sephardi guy that he was far from Judaism. Started to know the Creator. And he said, alright, I was wrong, and I done a complete tshuva. Now he done a complete tshuva and got married to enter under the chuppah with a Jewish kosher woman. He got two girls from, and after that he got a boy. For sure that the boy was good. Just two legs were numb, two legs paralyzed. The boy born with two paralyzed legs. It's not simple. In the beginning, the doctor said, maybe it's tereshet nefotza, maybe it's the muscles are weak. Look, change, few years. All of the options that they could find, they checked, they couldn't find the source. what's that disease? Everyone that thinks the doctors know, they don't know nothing. Only Kiddush Shem Shamayim and everything is getting better. They think they're killing more people than people that goes out alive under their hands. Their miracles is that this week died less people than last week. It's like that. It's kadachat. Rofim is a kadachat. It's a certain kind of disease, kadachat. So they couldn't find nothing. So that person was totally broken. Someone sent him to me. Came to me a Jew, a real frum. What can I tell you? All desire to serve Hashem. He told me, I don't have power to stand in that anymore. I don't have the power to stand. I told him, listen, my good friend, listen. I'm going to give you two things. And if you're going to give tzedakah, something else, but I'm going to give you two things. Tshuva and prayers and tzedakah, it's three things that bring salvation. So the tshuva, it's you need to do tshuva on kedusha, two parts to the midat hayesod. There is the evening of Friday, and also we have the Mishnayot. So you need to learn Mishnayot in your thoughts in the evening of Shishi. And the second thing is that you should be strong three times a day to pray in Beit Knesset and not to talk during the Tefillah. You just need to understand that story. Hari HaKadosh, it's a horrible story. This is why I'm frozen it. I'm stopping for 1 second. The Hari HaKadosh, he was even very strict on not to learn in the Bet Knesset. He was learning in a Bet Midrash, in a different place, not in the Bet Knesset. Only prayer he was praying inside the Bet Knesset. In Bet Knesset, only prayers. One day he said to his students, because that he made Kiddush Shem Shamayim, that he wasn't talking in Bet Knesset even one word, not in the prayer, and not in the time of the Tefillah. So they gave him a gift that he gonna bring the seven shepherds in the time of prayers, and the students gonna be able to see the seven shepherds. But he warned them that if one of them gonna smile, he can say goodbye. In the next Shabbos, the Ari HaKadosh, in the Aliyah, the Gabbai was Ari HaKadosh. And he said, the Kohen gonna be Aaron HaKohen. And every one of them said the brachot. The Levi gonna be Moshe ben Amram. He was tall, 2.5 meters. And Aaron, he was short. And all seven shepherds came. When David HaMelech ben Ishai came, he said, so David HaMelech was dancing. So one student was smiling, and he haven't finished that year. Why I'm telling you that story? What you can achieve by that a person is not talking in a Bet Knesset. It's clear. I saw that in a certain place There was a woman that she was 200 years old and she couldn't die. And she wanted to die. And the Gemara is saying that she went to one of the Amoraim and she told him that she wants to die and she cannot. It's not going on like she wants. So that Amora told her, what are you doing today? So she told him, I'm 3 times a day praying in public. She wants to attach herself to the Creator. Another important thing, if a person is doing something in public, so there is a fear that the person is going to lose that mitzvah. Because the modesty, the fact that the person is hiding, this is what it makes the mitzvah more holy and holy. So she was part of the public in the Beit Knesset daily. She's over 200 and she wants to die. The Amora told her, you know what? 3 days, don't go to the Beit Knesset. In the 4th day, she died. So I told that Jew, accept on yourself 3 times a day to go to a Beit Knesset. Not to talk. In Beit Knesset, not allowed to talk. It's written that Hashem is going to fight for you and you're going to be quiet. When a person is quiet and not talking in Beit Knesset and not inside of the prayer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fighting for him. But you should be quiet, not to talk in time of prayer and not to talk in place of prayers in Beit Knesset. So I gave him to do that, and the evening of Friday to learn Mishnayot in the thought. And I told him, if you're going to finish that, you're going to have the marriage at 101% that your son is going to be healthy. It depends, it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but if you're going to make that Kiddush Hashem, if there is Kiddush Hashem, there is salvation. That Jew, he didn't have nothing to lose. And he made it all and add more and more things except on himself. The evening of Shishi, and he was doing it every evening of Shishi. And he was learning Mishnayot, davening, learning Mishnayot, Seder Moed, came to me. In the 8th day of Hanukkah, I saw the dead Jew really fixed. Really, he fixed it. He fixed the prohibitions of karet. He came to that place that now he can receive salvation. But how are you going to make salvation? I said to 2 people that were there, that were sitting with me, let's write a letter that Jew he deserved, and we're going to give it to Bora Olam. That Jew, Ribono Shel Olam, he made your will and he fixed it. In the evening of Friday, the Mishnayot, Ribono Shel Olam, I don't know how to make salvations. You're the only one that makes salvations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no one more merciful than Him. And there is no merciness bigger than Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make that Jew going to have salvation. We all signed that letter. And we blessed him. After 2 weeks, that Jew told me, he told me the private supervision, how that letter came from. A certain letter came. He got an information that he saw the beginning of the salvation of his son. That there is in Jerusalem one goy that converts, that today he's a big tzaddik, serving Hashem day and night, and he's a real artist in that subject. And there was a situation like that that he healed that person. When he heard that, so he went to him. He didn't drive, he was flying to him. Went with him and told him, listen, bring me the son. This is what the father told me. I want to see your son from close distance. Brought him, checked him, told him he's for me, I can help him. That thing he told me a few months after. He told me, you know what? You have part in that salvation because you... So he took me to that person's house. And I'm telling you, half an hour, you're going to say that I'm a liar, but every word that I'm saying is balanced and I'm checking. Because if I'm going to lie, I can lose the power of prayers, so for sure I'm not going to lie. To Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu has got a very big share, big power, merit on the fact that I went closer. I saw that person walking on his legs, walking, sitting, standing up. ‎50% he could walk and go and do whatever. So he started the next part of the treatment. He made few treatments. And the things that I saw with my own eyes, in half an hour, and he forced me that I will not tell no one. He is hiding his son that the neighbors even will not see. That until that he's going to be 100% pure, that no one going to see that. And now it's in the middle of the salvation. Why am I telling you all of that? Thanking to Hashem that now we can prove that the salvation that you can have through messengers from heaven, it's all emet and stable. It's not simple thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that every Jew from the sons of Am Yisrael gonna be in the salvation, gonna enter into the gate of salvation, the gate of salvation, that everyone gonna live under his vine and fig tree, can have a complete peace, and that even the nations are gonna come and admit. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that gonna be even one Jew that's gonna disappear, gonna lose. To explain it to you, everything to Noah HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that it's 1,000 years HaKadosh Baruch Hu was HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the prohibitions on how to eat meat, first to slaughter and then not to eat ever minachai. He changed it. Avadam HaRishon have different rules, and Noach different rules, and us we have different rules. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring the salvation. In Am Yisrael, they need a way, a path, how to get to that place. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu send that subject of evening of Shishi, evening of Friday, and to learn Mishnayot in his thoughts. And everyone that's going to keep it and going to do it is going to have salvation. I have to go.
And the child didn't want to learn. The father came to me
Friday, do Mishnayot. He did this 7 times. Suddenly the child got better. And it was an amazing miracle. Something small happened. This story. But this story. I came to this holy place. And the Rosh Hashanah Shiva. Shiva. What it says against about Pinchas, I gave him my covenant of peace. Now I asked a question. I gave my covenant of peace. What's peace? Which peace? He was making a war with someone. He needed to make peace with someone. What shalom are we talking about? The name of the Hashem is peace. Hashem hinted, like it says that I am peace. And there's an opinion that says that Pinchas. Someone says peace means that he lives forever, because it's the name of Hashem that's forever. My friends, if you we'll keep Shishi, Yom Shishi, and keep missionary art in Yom Shishi. I'm going to tell you, you will change Shemayim. And you'll see salvations. You'll carry the world. Things that wouldn't change, wouldn't move. But when you do this
mission,
I don't want to talk about it, I don't want to say it,
but
it is. This is the Derech of Rabbein. I can't explain why, and you can't ask me, but this is the Derech of Rabbein. We write you this. If you do in a group, one can speak and the other can listen. I'm going to explain to you.
Hello,
Shishi. Three things that you need to keep. First, it's good if you can learn by heart, Mishnayot. That sanctifies your mind. Anyone who can do that. The neshama is machshava, is the thought. You can probably translate this better. If you can't do it by heart, then get a book of Batanura. There's a commentary on the Mishnayot. The third thing to keep. To say all Tehillim with Kavanah. From the say all the Tehillim with strong Kavanah. I am not going to be able to do it.
על זרי הפנס, אני הגעתי אישית, אני שמעתם, היה יהודי, דווקא מכן חבילה. וזה לדין אחר כבי, שכי היה שם, החבילים שבלך לשם הישי, הבנים והבנות, נוסבי אתה שם, אי אפשר לזה. ובוא אני אקח אותך ליהודי, שאתה עוד לא ראית מימיך. אמר לי, ולאה נדמה לי בערב ראש השומר, דוב שני עוד א', שבכלל יאוי לא משם היה עקיבו, עם פעמים. עד היה שם, אז היה יובי שפטר, ארוי זה פה, ולא היה שם הבחור שטיבל בו. באנו לשם, שלוי מבית פה. התונה שלו, זה היה כמו, את הנסים הם עכשיו שם עולה גילוי קטעים של זה הוא היה בקיץ את כל הטריל וכולה עד שהאחד המרצות בא איתו להיבאר במרין מדיסקין שהיה גאון הגאונים היה שולח על המשפט וכל הכתבים הנוראים כולל בשביל שפירה שקלטו אותו קרוב מאוד מאוד היו באים אליו ומוקשים למוסחות. מושג מרגע היה פעם חתיד ברקלו, ואי אפשר לתאר את הלוא. כדי לספר לכם מה זה חתידו ברקלו, בואו אני אספר לכם ובכלל מי נשמע. שימו. את זה אני אומר. למה אני אומר לכם את זה? כדי שתדעו מה זה ברקלו, מה זה היה פעם ברקלו. שש שבועות אחרי ישראל. מי עלי השלום קיבלה בשבוע מוכי והיה במצב כזה שאי אפשר לקחת את הבטחות עולים עד, שכיבו אותה בסלון עושים בידו מה לעשות, אבל אני אמרו הוא היה שם כולם על הפסים שמול שפירה ותמיד בקיצור, אמרו שם כל האויב זה השם הנוראים שאני זרקתי, כולם באו אבל אבי היה זה שהוא הקים את העניין של כל אלו שחודש נמצא במרום ורק נוצא שם לא פתרון זה היה מפתקת של שנים רבות דיברו על זה ואתה התרבו שם היהודים אז כולם החליטו שהם באים עשו יום תענית, יום תענית ועמוד כל הצילים בגריבות נוראה היו שם באמת הצלת תרבותים אמיתיים עכשיו הגיע אמר לב שמול שפיר לא, עוד לא אני צריך לתלתות את הארכם את המשקולות שלך עודה לבות לדין ואני עמדתי אני עוד לא הייתי עבר את צעיר הוא שקר זה שעה ברבע הוא עשה את זה אם שאלו אותי אני ראיתי את זה אבל לא קראת אותי את זה אבל אחרי שהוא עשה את זה אמר הכל מסתדר התפגרות שאני סבנתי אבל תומר רק בערב אחרי מילד נעשו כולם והתפילות והמתים הגענו הביתה אמי ישבה מיד זה היו פעם עובדי כל אחד מהצדיקים הדל היה יכול להם לידה של חלפים הם עמוד את הדורי שלהם התפילות מה נשאר ודחיתי עם הטליקת הראשון ובאו ומצאת את כל הצדיקים שהיו עד לא יומן אני הייתי שם בקיבוץ התפילות שם אי אפשר לתת ולה בשנת צעד שיהם ועד הייתי עדיין עוד בו ובוק השם והמוצרים שלי באו כל חסידי בו ก็คือการที่ได้มาสามารถเอตามเอตามเดชุดท่านบริวารเป็นนักผู้ผู้รับอิมพุสเป็นเฟสิและกับน้อยเดมาฮาเดนดุสอาชาวเลผู้รับอิมพุสแล้วเสกกุลาบุเลกาเดสสโมกันอาบินอันสักกาเดสเอตานุสเดนเด
What? Shishi mission I said. What's a shishi? Oh, shishi.
The shishi.
Shishi is Friday.
I know, but to do what? To do what?
Study all night?
Yeah.
No, the mission I was
going to do.
David Heimstern.
Heimstern, okay.
I just got the end. What you need to do. It's the Thursday night tikkun that was mentioned before, yes. Previously by the rabbi.
Divided into seven thirds, right?
You just told.
Seven thirds.
Okay. First third of the night you learn Gemara with Rashi. The second third of the night you learn Mishnayot, preferably Baal Peh in your mind, if you can, to go over in your mind, to clean up your mind. And the third thing to do is to do Tehillim, and also to try and do the Hizbodiot. So you do all those things on a Thursday night.
Shacharit without talking.
And then talk about that.
He said it in previous years and previous times, and it works. What's interesting is the first time Rav Arush ever spoke about this.
The first time Rav Arush ever spoke about this.
He said one of the hidden tzaddikim had a Gilui Eliyahu. And this is what Eliyahu Navi revealed to him. This is the first time Rav Arush ever mentioned it. And at the time he didn't say which tzaddik said it, and he didn't say that it was through a Gilui Eliyahu. But now it's out who this tzaddik was and how it came to him.
And the tzaddik is?
David Heimstern,
okay. And he's from
B'nai Brach. He's from B'nai Brach.
Okay, so Rav David Chaim Stern talked about a special thing for us to do. It's a special segula. It was taught to him. He didn't say it today, but it was told to us by Rav Arush. It was taught to Rav David Chaim Stern by a gilui, a revelation of Eliyahu Navi. Came and told him to do this. And this is a big segula. For big Yeshuot. So what's the segula? The segula is as follows. On Thursday evening, from Shkia, the time of Shkia on Thursday evening, until sunrise the following morning, Tanit Dibor. What does Tanit Dibor mean? A Tanit Dibor means that you don't speak except to say words of Kodesh. If you're learning Torah, fine, you can speak words of Torah, but you don't speak anything else. No other weekday words. Right, that includes not even to say thank you. Somebody hands you a glass of water. In theory, but everyone should hold whatever they can. Right? Everyone should do their best. Meaning, if you're at home and your wife hands you a cup of tea, and you automatically say thank you, like a good husband should, then Baruch Hashem, don't worry, still good, but you haven't broken everything. So what should you do? You take the night is 12 hours. Ideally the 12 halachic hours, you take the time from Shkia until the time to Neit. Oh, until Amud HaShachar. Until dawn. It's dawn really, not Neit. Till dawn. You take that time, you divide that time into three. That's 12 halachic hours from Shkia until Amud HaShachar. 12 halachic hours. Divide, it doesn't matter, you can do it on an English clock. Divide it into three. The first third, we learn Gemara. Just Gemara. Gemara, Rashi, and that's it. Just learn Gemara. The second third, person needs to learn just Mishnayot. Rav Stern said today that it's better if when a person learns Mishnayot, he does it in his mind. He goes over it in his mind, not just reads it, but he actually thinks about it in his mind, because it purifies the mind. The mind needs to be purified, and that's the way of doing it, by learning Mishnayot in your mind. That's the second third. How to learn it in your mind. It means to think about it. It means to think about what it means, maybe to go through it by heart, to say it over, and then you have to know it in your head to say it. But rather than just reading it, whereas the Gemara you can just read without really thinking, it's not so key. But for Mishnah. Sorry?
Mishnah.
In the Mishnah.
Mishnah.
You can learn any Mishnah. Any Mishnah. So, an easy Mishnah to learn would be Pirkei Avot. It's nice, it's easy, you can think about it, you don't have to worry about it, it's all there, it's all clear. There's a very nice Mishnah book with the Breslov Pirkei Avot book. That's a perfect one to. Or any of the Mishnayot you want. So that's the second third. And the third and final third, you should do two things. You should actually do three things. Well, there's a lot to do in that final third, and it depends what you can really do. So he said today, the final third, he said before, he explained more, or Rav Arash explained more. Said in the final third, a person should try to finish all of Tehillim, the whole book of Tehillim. And, I'll come back to it in a minute, and to do an hour his bodedut, and to do the full vidui of the chida. The vidui, the confession of the chida. The confession of the chida is not like the confession that we have in Tachanun, Hashamnu Bagadnu. It's a full vidui which takes alphabetically, that's the chida, the one I saw was alphabetically. All the different midot, different traits, and different Shabbat festivals, things that I've messed up. So the section on Shabbat, please forgive me, Hashem, that I broke Shabbat. I did it by accident. I did it on purpose. I wasn't careful in this mitzvah. I wasn't careful in that mitzvah. Go through the whole list of confession, and then after the confession, to go to the mikvah, dip in the mikvah. And then go daven next shacharit, and then you're done. Now, Tehillim. It's called. I think the name is called the. It's called Vidui Hagadol. That's what it's called. It's called Vidui Hagadol. Ask in the bookstore for Vidui Hagadol, or look anyone who's online with the kosher internet should look up Vidui Hagadol. You can find it there. If you're fully netted, I can try and bring one in.
What about this? Isn't that the same as Vidui for Yom Kippur?
Is it the same Vidui for Yom Kippur? I don't think so. But if you did the Vidui for Yom Kippur, or even a book, then it's good. What we're talking about here is not a something fixed that if you did the wrong type of Vidui, it doesn't work. It just means that the Vidui Hagadol, or the Vidui of the Chidah, or like one of these long Viduis, is much better than a short vidui, because it covers everything and you get more out, and it's good. It's for Hashem, you letaken, you fix more. That's a lot to do. If we say the night is 12 hours, and it depends whether we're talking the summer or winter, whether it's more than 12 hours or less, but let's say it's 12 hours, that's 4 hours each. 4 hours per section. 4 hours Gemara, 4 hours Mishnayot, and 4 hours to do Tehillim, Hippodidut, and the Vidui. Now, if you say that an hour for Hippodidut, that leaves you 3.5 hours. Sorry, that leaves you 3 hours. If you do half an hour of Vidui, it's going to take you a minimum 20 minutes, but half an hour if you do the full Vidui, that leaves you 2.5 hours for saying the whole book of Tehillim. Most of us are not going to say the whole book of Tehillim in 2.5 hours. Bezrat Hashem, I've tried it a couple of times, and it's taken me 3.5 hours each, pretty much 3.5 hours each time. Plus that time of night, you should remember, with Kavanah something different. Even without Kavanah, at that time of night when you're tired, 3.5 hours minimum. So here's what I do. I don't do the Hizbodidut. in that time. Right? His brothers just say, leave and do my brothers when I can. And instead, I just leave that final section, which is 3 hours, it's 4 hours, to do Tehillim and Vidui. Also, you've got to get, ideally, you've got to get to Mikveh before Amud HaShachar. Right? Because that's all meant to happen before Amud HaShachar. So it may be that that's going to take half an hour as well. So the other thing that he doesn't say to do, but when I did, I had to do it personally. After I tried it once, I realized I couldn't do it otherwise, is to shorten to rearrange the hours. There's no way I'm going to do the full book of Tehillim in that time. So I started the Tehillim early. I did 4 hours of Gemara. I then did 3 hours of Mishnayot. And then I had 3.5 hours left to do Tehillim. Enough time. I shortened the middle third. That's not what David Chaim Stern said, so I'm not saying to do it. The alternative is to do what you can. Right? A friend of mine who told me he also did it, he said he did it a different way. He did 4 hours Gemara, then 4 hours Mishnayot, and then he started the Tehillim. He said he got about halfway through, looked at his watch, saw he had to go to the mikveh, stopped, went to the mikveh, then went to Shacharit. Right? Do what you can. It's not physically possible for us to do everything. We do what we can. Either way, I can tell you that it was very special. My mash felt it. And my mash felt it's not easy to do. It's actually not that hard once you kind of get into it. The truth is, for me anyway, I dozed off. It's not like I didn't fall asleep. I fell asleep. I was there, sitting there, dozed off. I fell asleep for half an hour, woke up, carried on. Probably a bit longer than half an hour. But everyone does what they can. And it was still very, very helpful. My mash, it was very cleansing.
You cannot talk
much.
Because
it's from Shia.
You cannot
so
talk
you
with
to
your
eyes. So when you go to Marib, you can't speak to anyone in Marib. You have to have a Marib. You can do holy things. You can daven. You can say words of Torah. You can even learn the Gemara and share it with your wife. Right now I'm learning Rabbi Meir, blah, blah, blah. It's words of Torah. You're allowed to do that, but you're not allowed to do Dibrei Chol. No Chol, no words of how is. You have to tell your wife beforehand to get a clearance and everything. This is what I'm going to be doing, and that's okay. Let's try it and see what happens. And if it's a disaster, I won't do it again. And if it, you know, but hopefully it'll be a good thing. Is that okay with you that I try it? Friday, no. Right. All right.
Because I asked him which day. Because
he said that the Rav said Leil Shishi. I didn't know what he meant by Leil Shishi. But then the Rav downstairs told me he meant Thursday. Leil Shishi is Erev Friday, which means Thursday night. But Leil Shishi can also mean Friday night.
He said, no, when you come back from the synagogue, you learn a little bit of Gemara, then you have to dinner with your wife, then you learn
Mishnah. Okay, so we should check with Rav Dror, because we've got time. Hold on, where are we now? We're Wednesday, I haven't got time to speak to him before.
Specifically this far.
Every Thursday night is available. That's the time to do it. You can do it whenever. And you can do anything. You learn Mishnayot whenever, learn Gemara whenever, learn the whole book of Tehillim whenever. Also good. But there's a special segula on Thursday night. To do it Thursday night, it's obviously a tikkun for Leil. Why I think it is Thursday night and not Friday night, because Friday night is already Shabbos. You're already in Shabbos. specified, but this is a tikkun for what he talked about now. The tikkun is right now. This is we're in now. We're now on Friday. We're now trying to fix Friday. This world is Erev Shabbat. It's not already in Shabbat. So it's the union for fixing. Fixing the last thing. And it's also messes up your Shabbat. You're not going to speak to your wife at the Shabbos table. It's not going to happen.
Even
at the Shabbos table. But to not speak to your wife at the it's not going to happen. So anyway, Glenn, we could be wrong. But certainly the rabbi asked downstairs, and he's one of the rabbanim here. So he knew. Right? And certainly also the previous time Rav Arish mentioned this same thing and said it in the name of a tzaddik, which was obviously Rav, which he said it about Thursday night. He said Thursday night. Sorry?
Thursday night is more open. We have more time.
It's more logical. You have to have a bit of a snooze on Friday to kind of catch up, otherwise you're going to be asleep at your Shabbos table on Friday night, so it's not going to be great. But, if a person can do it, a person can try and do it once a month, but, you know, it'll be a tremendous thing. You know, once every week, maybe not. But even to try, so I try and I fall asleep and I sleep for 2 hours and I wake up and I carry on. It's still wonderful. It's still an amazing thing to do. If you tell her you're doing this, my wife's very keen on me to do it. I've done it a couple of times. She's like, no, do the segula again. It's very good. She knows. She felt in the house that it was really, that it brought a big ruach to the house.
So English for segula is.
There's no such word in English for segula. any options? It doesn't exist. Writing on a postcard. It means something that is very beneficial. A magical, wonderful thing that is very beneficial, that's beyond nature. That if you do something, you get back a tremendous thing. But
the challah bread, they give at a wedding, they give out everybody a piece of the bread that was they made the motzi on at a wedding, and they say it's a skula, it has special powers to it.
To help, helpful
powers.
Rabbi Amnon, he made it always. When people come, let's say you have problems, you say you have to make some situation for Hashem. Let's say a woman should not cover her hair, so you have to cover your hair, you make something. Keep Hashem, and he has the salvation. Understand? Or a man is not yet religious. Become religious. Hashem sees the effort, and they get the reward. Understand? Let's say they have a problem or something. He told him, boy, he cannot go, or when he met a woman, the child was sick. So you have to rest modestly. When you do this, you keep Shabbat, and everything. You do something with Hashem, Hashem will give you a reward.
Driving?